Today's share is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for our wish spreads about Teva Miriam. From her mishpacha, we wish her a complete recovery. We are in the middle of Hilchas Bishul. Shabbos Shabbos Kel Chasa, Perek Aleph. Sif Samach Gimel in the new print. I believe the old print, it's Sif Nun Zayin. The new print, it's on page Lamed Aleph. We're up to the halachas of Iri Mikli Rishon, Mikli Sheni, and Kli Shlishi, which is pouring out of a Kli Sheni. And a Kli Shlishi. So Sif Samach Gimel begins Iri Mikli Sheni, V'chein Kli Sheni, Shlishi. Something that's being poured out of a Kli Sheni, and so to a Kli Shlishi. Noigim Lahakal, the custom is to be lenient, V'leimra Shalei Shaykh Behem Hashem is a Bishul. Be lenient and to say that it's not possible to have any Bishul. But, V'afal Pike, nevertheless, Ein L'aris Mayim Chamim V'taf Shal Chama Fil Mikli Sheni. One should not pour out hot water or a hot cooked item, even from a Kli Sheni. Im Amnam Cham Mehem Mishir Shiyatz Ledes Behem, if it's still Yatz Ledes Behem, if it's still boiling hot, above Yatz Ledes Behem, which we spoke about earlier, the Machlaikis of what temperature that is, Al Beitza, Al Alei Tei, or Al Dov Meluach, Har Bei Shiyef Shal Oichlai Bli Shtif B'mayim. So one should not pour from a Kli Sheni or put in a Kli Shlishi, that's still boiling hot, an egg, or tea leaves, or dava maluach, because we're talking about a raw egg to cook. Because the point is that since these items are not fit to be eaten beforehand, and doing so in this hot water will make them edible, so the problem is, like also like salty fish, since the water, we see the water as preparing these foods for lachila. So that's the problem. The problem is making them now roi lachila. Right? Therefore, these things not only iri kli sheni, even in a kli shlishi, one should not do. So there's a term that's thrown around, kali habishal, but the term he uses here is that because these things are not edible beforehand, you're making them edible. That's the problem. On Shabbos is making these foods edible. Therefore, he says in a kli shlishi, one should not put tea or a salty item or salty fish, something that wouldn't be edible without this hot water. And once again, we're talking about dafko and tziat zladis bay. Seif samach dalad, we're going to talk about the famous term dover gush, which is a thick item that can retain its heat within the item. So dover yavish haba begushim, a dried item that's thick, that has, you know, content to it. You're going to pour hadama, something that's thick like a piece of potato. Nesach basar, a piece of meat, which is almost a thick piece of meat. Eshaua is shlemo, or like whole beans. Talking about large beans. V'hucham k'dei she'yad salad esbay. If any of these foods are yad salad esbay, yesh lahachma bay kli rishin. One should consider them, even now removed from where they are, as a kli rishin. Afil la'acha shenitim b'kli sheni, a kli shlishi, doesn't matter if they're a kli sheni or kli shishi. Mekivin chu eitzer b'soich ezechum. Since it stores inside the thickness of the item, the heat, one should consider it like a kli rishon. And therefore, ein lishpech merakar. One should not pour hot soup, agabi nesach basar, cham shebetzalachas, on top of a hot piece of meat that's sitting on a plate. Vegam, and also ein lite nesach basar cham, one should not take a hot piece of meat and put it l'tech merakar shebetzalachas. And put it like, so you have this boiling hot piece of meat, so it's already out of a kli rishon, even out of a kli sheni, but it's still boiling hot. You shouldn't put it into a cold soup. It's on a plate. V'chein ein losim tavlin, you shouldn't put spice, a chem or a butter, al tapur chadoma cham, on top of a hot potato. You have a boiling hot potato. Okay, it's been something similar to this. Aval, mutter litein melach shulchan, he says regular table salt, a melach bishul, regular, this is even a little bit thick, coarse salt, al tapur chadoma cham, that you could do. Right, v'chein mutter litein resek agvoniyot mavushal, which is ketchup, al nesach basar cham, but like ketchup, you could put onto it. So other types of spices one shouldn't put, but this regular salt, Rishon Zalman says, and Ramesha says that you could, and ketchup as well you can. And if you look in Ois Reish on the bottom, he explains that why could you put ketchup. So he says, Ayin b'shut agris ma'ishav, who make them b'tam, d'lo yamin l'shtei chumris, because ketchup is already crying his bashel. Aval Yudan the Machmir Mekai Gavni says even us who are Machmir Rosham Bezalman is makel in such a case. Mekivin Shabu Eichel Gazer Shein Bein Nafkamin Bein Cham Lekar. Yesh Leimer De Ein Bein Mishum Isse Bishel Lach A Bishel. Tein HaKetchup Nechshav Mamish Lelach. So there's a question where the ketchup is considered a Dava Lach. To start with it, because if it's a Dava Yavish, then because it's Ein Bishel Lach A Bishel, and even if it is considered somewhat of a Lach, the ketchup is not in any way enhanced by the fact that it's getting some heat from the potatoes. So since it's not enhanced, it's not like you want hot ketchup. You want the ketchup. So Mele, he says, you know, it's like sort of a misasik. And Mele, he says it's mutter to put ketchup on a hot potato, even if the potato is yatzla this way. So if samache pashtida, you have a kugel, kol oid hichama kashir she yatzla this way. As long as the kugel is yatzah ledesbay, especially he's talking about the Yerushalmi kugels, the way they cook them in Eretz Yisrael in these big, deep pots, right? And then they take it out and they slice it into, you know, the levels, and then they slice it the other way. So he says, as long as it's yatzah ledesbay, it's yeshba b'keichel levashah b'kidei klipa. It has the ability to cook kidei klipa. L'chein yesh lizor shlo yigah b'pashtida kaldova yochel izbashel. Therefore, one should not let something that could cook easily touch this kugel. It's like pickles. Says, and he explains that the reason why people are making is because, once again, no one cares for a hot pickle. And therefore, it's misasik. But he points out, like, do you take the Yerushalmi kugels that are very hot, vinegar, to salt, seeded with a pickle on the side? You should be careful that while it's still boiling hot, they don't put a pickle on it. They don't touch it with a pickle. Not to cook the pickle. Sif samachvav. Now, this samach samachvav samachvav are not seifim in the old print. But we are on page Lamed Gimel in the new print. Kedei reisachas kashahu meridu me'al gabi eish. You have a hot pot that you took off the fire. Yakbet shloi lanich al gabi meshatech. Rato, one should not put it onto a wet surface. El gabi ma'geves rituv or onto a wet towel. Ki tibus ha'mayim elu, because the wetness on the surface of the counter or in the towel, this bashas mechumak deru, will cook from the heat of the pot. So taking a pot off the fire on Shabbos, one has to be careful where they put it down. That'll be a dry, clean place. Siv samach zayin mutter lishtoiv beyacham beklipasa tachas beres mayim kam. Let's say you have a boiling hot egg, you're allowed, right, and it's in its shell. Right, so you're not going to, right, so you're allowed to run cold water over it. Ve'en bekach mashum isa bishal amayim. We're not worried that the water is going to get cooked. Because it pours right off it. It just cools off the egg. That water itself is not going to get warm. But you can't take a hot egg and put it into a cold cup of water. Since that water is being held in place, that water could get heated up. But we say, if you're running from the faucet, cold water, that water that's running down is not going to get hot enough. Next, we're going to talk about Bishal Acher Afia, something you have to be careful about. Sif Samaches, the old printed stone test, we're towards the bottom of page Lamed Gimel. Af kimavur, even though it's clear, shabedava yavesh hamavushal called tzarchoi, that we have a dried item that's fully cooked. We saw this many times still here. B'derech klal, ein bay mishum isa bishul b'shabbos. Generally speaking, we don't have to worry about bishul acha bishul. Hoyel ve'ein bishul acha bishul. Once it's fully cooked, a dried item, we're not choshev bishul. Okay, but harayish bishul acha afir. But there is a problem of bishul achrafia, cooking something after it was baked, or achatzlia, or after it was barbecued, roasted, vachatigun, it was fried, clear. There's another type of roasting, right? So v'chein lahepach yesh afia tzliya tigun clear achabishul. So bishul could happen after frying, roasting, and stuff like that, barbecuing, grilling, right? On a spit, and vice versa. So you have to make sure that when we're talking about bishul acha bishul being permitted, that it's dafka when both cases, the first and the second time, were mamish, what we refer to in halacha as bishul. So let's give some examples. Therefore, us liten lechem b'seich amarak. One shouldn't put bread into hot soup. I lit bowl to dip crackers umatzos b'seich hatei into tea. Kasha marak hatei b'klirishon, while the soup or the tea is in a klirishon. Right, because it's baked the first time. Now you're putting it into water. That's cooking. You can't pour from a klirishon onto matzo, or pour from a klirishon onto crackers, or to something like that. Even in a klisheni. V'chein adin l'gabi cafe turkey, which is, he says, dark coffee, probably our instant coffee. Shein l'soyche b'kais mayim cham m'shebekli sheni. Coffee that's roasted beans the first time around, it's only roasted. You can't put it into hot water, it's a klisheni, because now you're doing bishel for the first time. So you have to be careful that if the item was only roasted, that you're not going to create bishel now. Ulam linyan ze'in l'matzekes l'kav din klisheni. Now, we saw earlier in Sifnun Dalid that when using a ladle, at times a ladle has could get a din of a klisheni. He says, when it comes to serving soup, we're not going to call the ladle the klirishin and the Ebola soup a klisheni. He says, when it comes to serving soup, we could be makel to consider the ladle a klisheni and Ebola now a klishlishi. V'chein yesh makam lahakal v'litin lechem b'merak shehutzak m'klirishin l'teichatzlachas bezes m'tzekas. He says, therefore, if you serve soup using a ladle, you could consider your bowl a klishlishi in regard to dipping challah and stuff like that in. Now, the Amach Mirim on this, but he does say yesh lahakal. He also points out the dafka shaloi shasa hamatzekes harbeis man kedeim. But even in this case, even though he's being made, he says dafka in a case where the ladle didn't sit in the pot for a long time. You were serving back and forth. You stuck the ladle back in warm, but if the ladle mamish sat in the pot for a while, he says then you should be machmir. So you have to know how your wife or your mother, whoever you're serving, it serves. But if they don't leave the ladle sitting in the pot, you could be makel. Seif samachtes. Basar mavushal, cooked meat. Ein lanichay samach leishim bakam shiuchil ischam. You have meat that cooked in a liquid, it's cooked. Now you're going to leave it next to a fire to warm it up. If it can reach yatz ledes, but you have a problem. Because now it's roasting the meat. Because there's no liquid in it. V'chein he says, therefore, ein lanichay al gabi mechasa shel keder. You can't put it on the top of a pot cover that's on a fire. If it's going to reach yatz ledes, but ki habasar mavushal, if it was the first time around this meat was cooked with liquid, now it's being nitzla b'chum. Now it's being roasted in the fire now. So that's the story. So you have to be careful. Sif Ayin. Okay, in the old print it's Sif Pei Aleph on page Lamed Dalet, and the new print Shakti Marak. Right? Which he says later croutonim. So these are like what they call soup nuts, which are much a larger round item. It's not so popular today in America. Oy itriyot, mitugonay b'shemen anem karis, or like noodles that are prepared the first time around in oil. K'shem muchanes la'achila, right? So now that's really cooked. So mutul losses is an afil b'klirishin. That could go into klirishin because they're deep fried the first time. That's considered like cooked. Imeini aymel agabi esh could put it into a klirishin as long as the klirishin is out on the fire. Ki atigun b'ribu shemen nechsel mishal. Because when you deep fry, not just fry with a little oil, but when you deep fry, fry with a lot of oil, that's bishel. Vein is bishel achal bishel. But the croutonim, like the small yellow croutons, he says that you have to be careful. Because yesh mehem shederech hachanosam. Because many of those are how they prepared. Because shakdim arak haniskel el, like, and some like the shakdim arak, that they're baked. Ach yesh keel shirak nefu loy togin. Some are baked, some are deep fried. L'chen yesh lodin mehem kedav alfur. So you have to know how they're made. Before you can put them in a klirishin, one has to make sure they know how those croutons are made. So if you're only putting it into a klishlishi, meaning the ladle doesn't sit in the pot, so it's not a problem. But if someone wants to pour them right into the soup pot before they serve the soup, that could be problematic. You have to know how they're made. Se'if ayin aleph, an open some samach beis, the last of on page lamedal. Ein laniach lechem samach leish de'latz nimen. One has to be careful not to put fire bread near the fire to toast it on Shabbos. The lechem changes, the bread changes, it gets hardened. You're not allowed to toast bread on Shabbos. So one has to be careful, it's pre-baked, right? And you can say, not cooking it now, you're just putting it near the fire. It's afir, achar, afir. But maisi, you're toasting it, you're making it better than it was, if you like toasted bread. So that's awesome. But you can put a frozen challah, some chleish near the fire, in a place where it won't get toasted. You can put it on top of a pot that's on top of the fire. They love shear to defrost it. But make sure there's no ice on it. Because if there's icicles on it, your mom is melting that. You're doing noilad. You're cooking up that water. You have to be careful. That's awesome. But if there's no ice, and now you just want to defrost it, but you're not toasting the bread, that's mutter. But one has to be careful not to do it in an oven that will toast the bread. We'll stop over here. Today's shiur is sponsored for Fushlein for Huvish Prince Bastai Miriam. To sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click the sponsor button. For more information, for additional sponsorship opportunities, please email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Your support is really necessary to keep these shiurim going.